And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.649 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. We on YouTube, Joe?
Yes, we are, Michael.
Live on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And Bone TV.
Calta.tv. Bone TV. You can ingest this show any way you like. I don't particularly care where you watch the show from. I hope that you listen to it. But when it comes to watching it, YouTube and all that stuff, those are compliments to the show. I don't care about them. I don't care if we have 5 subscriptions or 5,000 subscriptions or 500,000. It's just a way for us to put the show out there so you can listen to it or watch it, whatever's convenient for you. People watching the show.
They are. Okay. Like and subscribe, everyone.
Yeah.
Turn on your notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been making more things available to you on YouTube, and then I will take that and put it on Facebook and just put it out there just because it's there. It's easy to be able to do this show and concentrate on the radio portion of the show and then realize, hey, we also have that on video a couple of days later. So don't worry, Joel. I'll never forget.
Thank you, Michael.
Are we still threading? Are we in the thread?
I haven't threaded. I thread by default. I think I thread when I post on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I don't, when you don't monetize your social media and you're not dependent on it, I don't think you care about it as much as other people do.
Instagram reminds me that I should go to thread all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget that they're on threads.
Do they remind you or do they beg you?
Yeah, they beg.
A little of both.
Will you please say something over here?
The Social Network was on last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Not only is that a good movie, but I don't feel like Mark Zuckerberg is anywhere near as cool as Jesse Eisenberg was.
No.
Where he doesn't have the dialogue of what's his name.
And he wasn't even cool in there. But Zuckerberg isn't even that cool. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting to watch, though.
I love Justin Timberlake when he gives him the check.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, here's your portion.
Yeah.
By the way, you do realize that guy, Eduardo, made a ton of money off of that.
Yes. After the lawsuit.
So much, so much money that then he left the country and he didn't pay taxes because he didn't have to at the time. But now they have whatever his name, Eduardo.
Severin.
Yeah, that they have that law now. Which is crazy.
Yeah, so I think he went to Russia.
I watched, was that where he went? I watched a guy who was talking about it, and he goes, you know you made a lot of money whenever they name a law.
and sort of the Winklevi made money off of that. Like, everybody ended up walking away doing pretty good.
I mean, they don't have Zuckerberg money, though.
Right.
No, but they have, like, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's generational wealth, but...
But man, from doing nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And you let him do it. He got it all. And then you sued him. And you were like, okay, now give us our money.
But it was their idea.
Well, was it, though? That's according to the movie, it was.
Yeah.
Right.
It says that Eduardo is worth more than $2.5 billion.
Billion.
Yeah.
Because he's since invested in a couple other things. Plus, he's got a piece of Facebook. So.
Yeah, he becomes an angel investor now, like they were searching for in the beginning. So.
Lawyer up, bitches. I'm coming back for it all.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is what did I say? So $2.5 billion, that's not right. Well, this other thing says he is an estimated worth in February 2024 of $26.2
billion. Yeah, well, he's done stuff with his billions.
That we know of.
Yeah. $26 billion, and you never even hear his name.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like a... He's not one of those guys where you're constantly hearing about him doing stuff. Mm. He's a 26 billionaire.
It always makes me think of the guys, like the Saudi guys that are worth trillions of dollars that never know how much money they have. But you know those families are worth trillions upon trillions of dollars.
Let me tell you how rich I am. Carmen, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm. What?
This is how rich I am. I know I'm saying this because I know you love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a topper for my fireplace, my little fire pit thing. What is that called? I forgot what it's called.
The green egg? No.
Not a fire pit.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
A goddamn barbecue.
Sorry.
Robert Plant?
No.
Yeah.
It's like my brother-in-law bought me this fire pit thing for Christmas last year. And it doesn't give off heat. It's a smokeless fire pit. It doesn't give off heat and it doesn't give off much smoke, but there is a huge flame. So they sell this thing where you put it on top, and when the flame hits it, it shoots out the heat on the sides. Well, in the winter, when you're sitting outside, it gets pretty chilly out there. So if I had one, so I bought it, and I bought the wrong size.
Oh, you're going to melt your lawn furniture?
No. It doesn't even fit on the top. So I never even took it out of the box.
The solo stove? Is that what
solo
it is?
Solo stove, yeah. Thank you. And Joe, I think you threw it out yesterday.
No, I did not throw it out because it looks brand new.
It is brand new. It is brand new, but it's too big for my thing, so I don't know what to do with it. And they don't. I asked them if I could return it, and they were like, "Yeah, but you have to ship it back in the original box." And this, and I was like, "Oh, forget about it."
So you're just gonna keep it?
No, I'm gonna throw it out unless I can give it to somebody.
Nice.
If so, that's exactly.
Oh,
right.
I'm sure Mo will take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure Mo will take it.
Well, Mo needs to have the other part of the. No, he doesn't.
He'll either figure something out or he'll trade it for a bottle of whiskey.
Sell it on Marketplace. Yeah. I love Facebook Marketplace, by the way. That is my favorite thing in the world.
Here's the thing about Facebook Marketplace. Yes, I have bought stuff on there before. And like my wife, I think it was before the pandemic. I don't know, something happened where this guy was selling weights from a gym. And I'm like, and she goes, "Can you please stop by and pick these up at this guy's house?" And I go, "Can't we just go to Dick's and buy new?" She's like, "Oh, the whole thing's like $50. I was like, "Jesus.
Weights are expensive."
So so I roll up in there, and the guy opened the trunk, and the guy's putting them in. He's like, "Are you Mike Calta?" And I go, "Yep, it's me. Just over here buying used weights from somebody."
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's been popping up in my algorithm of this guy that goes, a guy and a girl, and I think they are from Tampa because the girl's wearing a Tampa Bay Lightning hat. And they go to different garage sales, and they know everything about golf clubs. Oh, they know everything. Yeah. Like I don't know whether they have a store or what they're doing, but they'll go into different like garage sales, and you know the whatchamacallit, the missions, you know, the Salvation Army, and they'll be like, "Oh my God, they want $1.50 for this. Mm. This is a $300 club," you know, and grab it. But a lot of times, whenever they go to garage sales, the guy will be like, "What do you want for these four clubs?" And he goes, "I mean, give me $30 for it." He goes, "I'm going to give you $50 because he knows that it's worth way more. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to give you $50. So he doesn't feel bad just ripping people off. But people have no idea. You know, I mean, somebody dies. They were the golfer. You have no idea. You're like, "I don't know, golf clubs, $100 for the whole thing." You know, meanwhile, one of them is worth $400.
Yeah. I mean, I was joking about the thing, the solo stove cover. I just don't know what to do with it.
No, you aren't. You're just rich. You don't care. Throw it away. Whatever. Just I throw away money.
Feel awful about it, but I don't know what the option is. And I was like, this is. I mean, it's not. It's just a waste of money. It's just a waste of just throwing the money out the window.
So you ordered it from where?
I ordered it from Solo Stove.
And did you? I'm sorry, I wasn't actually.
So I bought it, right? It goes on top of the fireplace and it helps deflect the heat. And by the time I got it, the winter was over. So it sat there for a year.
Okay.
And then the next year I went to go use it and realized it didn't fit. So now I can't return it because the return time has gone by.
Are you sure though?
Yeah, I called them.
Oh, you called
them? Yeah. Yeah, I called them and I said, "Hey, can I just exchange this?" And they're like, "Well, we don't have an exchange program. You'd have to return it, and it's too far out of the return time." So it was my fault because I let it sit there. So now I just throw it away.
Put it on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, yeah, you're too rich. You don't want people coming to your house.
Right.
Yep.
It's not because I'm rich.
That's how
it's
rich you are.
Because I don't want people coming to my house.
I live behind three gates and a moat. People can't get here.
I should put it on the other side of the moat and go, "If you can cross the moat, you can take it."
Yeah. You know what you do is you give it to Joe, and Joe can sell it on eBay and keep the money.
Yep.
Joe, you think Joe is going to find a way to put it on eBay?
Well, I know. He'll put a sign out in his yard.
Yeah, that would involve the internet.
That's his eBay.
Joe, while I was at the cell phone store at 3:00 in the morning the other day, I found out your phone's eligible for an upgrade.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
sounds nice. Thank you, Michael.
Money well spent.
I mean, since you haven't used it one time to create video, I don't know that it's worth upgrading, but, you know, it's available. Just saying. All right, Carmen, what are we giving away today?
Oh, man, we got a bunch of stuff. We have tickets for Santana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Slash, 30 Seconds to Mars.
And now, is this Slash Galvin with Miles Kennedy, that band?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Serpent.
So he has other people with him, Robert Randolph and a few other people that are playing, you know, their sets and stuff, but I don't know who
I need to know about that now.
Yeah, because Slash put out that album that he has where he has, like, Brian Johnson guest on it and, you know, a few different people, so I don't know who's singing with them or what's going on there.
All right, I'll check that out. Go ahead, Carmen, what else?
And Cyndi Lauper.
All right. Let's do it right now with a little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play Colorful Phrases. Can you name the phrases that include a color in it when given a hint? Okay?
We're naming the phrase, not the color.
Well, the color is in the phrase.
So you're going to give us the phrase, leave out the color?
Nope. I'm going to give you a hint of what the phrase is. You're going to give me the phrase, which includes
the phrase,
the color.
Okay. Yes. So we're going to be yelling a whole sentence at you.
Yeah. No, right. They're one to two words.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're very little phrases.
Gotcha.
Is this because of Juneteenth?
It just so happened to pop up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your first one, caught in the act.
Red-handed.
Yeah, Spanish. Do you get it? Okay. Yeah. Nickname of pirate Edward Teach.
Blackbeard.
Yes. Pap?
Geo.
Geo gets the point.
What was the answer?
Blackbeard.
U.S. military decoration for wounded or killed soldiers. Geo. Someone good at growing plants.
Green Thumb.
Galvin.
Didn't even answer.
I was upset that I couldn't answer.
A mature male gorilla.
Silverback.
Pap?
I can't tell.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't tell.
I mean, that was tight.
Yeah, I don't
know. All right, no
point. We
both
got a point. Good job,
nope.
Thank you. High five.
Hi. No point. Flight that leaves late at night. Spanish. Disease affecting coal miners.
Black lung.
Spanish.
I'm saying them in my head.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to say them out loud?
Yes, I need that.
It'll do better.
To suck up.
Brown nose.
Sir Galvin. Sir Galvin.
Hello.
And Pap, we're halfway there.
Oh, come on, man.
Michael is not on the board. Galvin and Gio both have two, and Spanish is your leader. He's winning with three.
Here I come.
Good I job, should have
Spanish.
Four.
Good job, Spanish.
All right. Colorful phrases. You're naming the colorful phrases. Your next one, term used to describe a thrilling ride, such as a roller coaster. More of how you feel, I guess.
I browned my pants.
White knuckle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At the buzzer.
Well, I was buzzing you.
Oh.
Who was that?
That was me.
Oh, Spanish.
Figure it out, lady. Come on, Monica.
You guys need to speak up.
All right.
I yell every answer. So I don't know what you're talking about.
It takes 2 years off our life every answer.
That's why I can't tell the difference. Another term for leukocytes.
Brown eyes.
Another term for leukocytes.
How do you spell leuko?
L-E-U-K-O-C-Y-T-E-S.
Can you give us his country of origin?
Yeah.
White blood cells.
Leukocytes. Leukemia.
Leukocytes.
Clogged pore.
Blackhead.
Whitehead. Yeah.
Nice.
Whitehead.
Yep.
Oh, oh my God.
What?
Galvin. Coward.
Yellow belly.
Hey. Galvin. I'm bored. North American pit viper. Or rode in a Steve Earle song.
Copperhead.
Galvin.
Copperhead Rune. Steve Earle's coming to...
Last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Missed it.
Popular short-range wireless standard.
Bluetooth.
Galvin. C secret society responsible for the assassination of Franz Ferdinand?
Black Hand.
Galvin.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't.
That was good.
And Pep, we're on the last three.
Ever since the tie with Galvin, it threw
off. Oh, my God. Why are you yelling?
Did you hear that, Carmen?
Yeah, I did.
And then it threw me off.
Jesus.
That's not your problem.
Red face. Gio.
Michael has a single point. Gio with two. Spanish has four. And Galvin is your leader right now. He is winning with six.
Yeah. All right.
There I go.
Four.
All right. Colorful phrases. Last three. Here we go. Slang term for a U.S. dollar bill.
Greenback.
Mike. Someone of noble descent.
Blue blood.
Galvin.
And your dad would have got that.
And your last one.
Red ass.
Conjunctivitis.
Yellow.
Pig eye. Pig eye.
You heard me. I just blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Stupid.
What?
Stupid.
You were doing good.
He's talking to himself.
Yeah, you were doing good, Gio.
And Joe ruined it all.
No, yeah. It wasn't me. Your final score, Michael with 2 points, Gio also with 2 points, Spanish doubling that with four. Galvin is your triumphant champion today. He won with eight.
Kachaya!
There you go. Congratulations. Galvin, pick a line.
I'm going to go with line 14, please.
Good morning. Who's this?
Anna.
Hi, Janice. How you doing?
Hannah.
Whatever.
Banana.
Banana. Hello, banana.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. You're the winner. Hold on. Carmen will grab you during the break, and you can pick a prize. Okay, Pumpkin?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Turn your blinker off. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up with news today, nothing for that other thing, Deep Waters and My Son Satan.
Oh, yes. All right. Galvin, as your news, we'll dive into that next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney.